Anuk Olin and her mother, Maddie Pollock, translate information about the COVID-19 vaccine and the census into Inupiaq. Olin says they had to add things along the way.
We worked on census material. There were words that we had to create because it didn't necessarily apply our everyday life and culture.
The two worked on the project through a program for the Alaska Public Interest Research Group. The program translated information into languages such as Yupik, Gwich'in, and Tlingit. The group hopes to include more languages in future translations. Pollock explains how the panel created new terms in Inupiaq.
As a group, we all translated each of the English words or what was supposed to be translated, and then everyone got to share their dialect or their written words together, and we picked out and corrected as we went along. We found out that a lot of the modern terminology that our ancestors didn't use, so we had to create close English version.
Pollock and Olin urged the translation of information into indigenous languages for elders and youth to learn to speak their languages. For Pollock, translating Inupiaq has always been a necessity.
Because a lot of the elders who speak fluent in Inupiaq, they won't understand it in English. They have to be translated in the language for them to fully understand what they mean.
When the federal government makes little to no effort to translate critical information, such as the census or COVID-19 vaccinations in indigenous languages, Pollock and Olin say Native people don't get the facts that they need. Olin says that in 2020, the Public Interest Research Group stepped in to fill that void by translating census material.
Unless we demand that our languages are translated into materials like the census or COVID vaccinations, they won't get done. And it's on us as Alaska Native people to hold our state and federal institutions accountable.
Pollock and Olin have focused on their Shishimaraf dialect of Inupiaq. Olin recently graduated with a master's in linguistics and says the dialect is known for having little to no written documentation of grammar and linguistics. Pollock helped the Massachusetts Institute of Technology with their Indigenous Language Program by guiding the professor and students to better understand the Inupiaq language. At the end of the course, students wrote papers about what they had learned. Olin plans to use the students' papers for a dictionary of the Shishimaraf dialect.
This is just the beginning. I'm just really looking forward to the future where my son can go anywhere and have access to his language.
For Pollock and Olin, advocating for federal and state translation, sharing linguistic knowledge with youth like Olin's son, Doth, and writing down indigenous dialects is what the future of indigenous languages looks like. In Anchorage, I'm Hannah Bissett.